What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the AK Show with your boy, AK the Ref. How is everybody doing on this Wednesday afternoon? Happy hump day. Let's get it. We're almost to the weekend. Almost there, people. Almost to the weekend. Top it up for you. Halfway there. Oh, my God. We're gonna keep it going for everybody. Give a round of applause. Let's go. We're almost to the weekend. Let's get it. How is everybody doing on this Wednesday afternoon? Everybody's had a great week so far. Like I said, you're almost to the weekend. Hope everybody had a great weekend last weekend. You know, my weekend was filled. It felt busy. I really did. I had wrestling on Saturday in town. And then Easter was Sunday. And then what did I do Friday? Was there a game Friday? Did my daughter have a game on Friday? Yeah, my daughter had a softball game, doubleheader on Friday. So I got no rest on the weekend at all. So it is what it is. Wrestling show on Saturday was lit. This past Saturday in Kansas City, CSW, Central States Wrestling, had some interesting things happen. Yeah, had some turns, had some shocking surprises. It was real good, and you know. If you don't know what Central States Wrestling is, you need to catch, if you live in Kansas City or in that area, you need to come out and catch a show, Central States Wrestling. Their next show is May 18th at the Kansas City National Guard Missouri Armory. It's over in the armory. It's near where the stadiums are. Like, you can see the stadiums from the armories. I like it, even though it's in Missouri. No disrespect to Missouri. It's just dealing with the Missouri Athletic Commission for wrestling shows. But it's pretty spacious inside the gym area where we have our show. So I'm here for it. I don't know if that's CSW's new home for as long as they're going to keep running, or I don't know if they're eventually going to move back to the KCK armory, but it is what wherever. I'm just glad we have wrestling in town, so I have a hometown promotion to work for. But yeah, and if you're not here in town, check out CSW. Look them up on YouTube. Just look up CSW Wrestling. You'll find it on YouTube, Central States Wrestling. I think it's CSW Wrestling. You can find them on YouTube. And they have all their full shows on there. So yeah, but this one from this past Saturday, woo, we had some turns, we had some shock, you know, wins, we had just surprises, you know. It was good. It was fun. I had a great time. Had a couple beers after I got done with my matches. So it was a great time. It was just a long weekend from Friday all the way through Sunday, you know, with Easter and things on Friday, but we here. We got this week, and we just gonna chill. This weekend, we watching WrestleMania. You know what it is, bro? Oh man, yeah. I did want to get out to WrestleMania this weekend, WrestleMania weekend, but it's just so far. I would have to. It's not about taking time off of work. It's just if it was closer, like hopefully next year. Been reading rumors that it might be in Minnesota next year. That's only 6 hours. That's a 6 hour drive. Because, you know, flights are expensive and you gotta get a hotel. And yeah, I'll be out there working some indie shows. Like I did, the only WrestleMania weekend I've been to as a worker was when they're in Dallas and went out there and worked. I basically worked the collective. And then went to night one of WrestleMania, which was awesome. And then came back home and got back in time to watch night two. So this is what it is. But this year they're in Philly. I would have actually liked to gone to both nights and actually watch, because The Rock's going to be there. I don't know how many opportunities you're going to get to see The Rock wrestle. Hopefully it's a little bit more since now he's on the board. So hopefully, but, I would have liked to got out there this weekend, but it is what it is. You know, It's hard. You know, you got the full-time job and you're working and then you got to take time off. You got to spend money on the flight, like I said, a hotel and everything. But, if it's closer, I could drive. I want to get that drive out there. It is what it is. I hope everybody out there has a safe, fun weekend that's working. You go kill it. Everybody go kill it this weekend. What the hell we got to do to get a WrestleMania in Kansas City? That's what I want to know. I guess we got to have a dome in our stadium probably. Maybe. I don't know. I would love to have WrestleMania in Kansas City. It'd be dope. But I don't know if that's ever going to happen. Hell, I don't even know if we're going to have our teams in Kansas City. Our baseball or our football team. But WrestleMania is this weekend. I'm excited. I'm just going to chill. Saturday. Like I told the wife and the kids, like from this specific time frame on Saturday and Sunday, don't bother me because I'm going to be upstairs watching Mania with the surround sound. Hell, I would like to pull out the projector and then watch it on the projector screen, but I'm just going to watch it on the normal TV that's upstairs. It's big enough. I still have the surround sound, so we're going to be litty. You know what it is. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. Because I haven't been, like, watching each episode of Raw or SmackDown leading up to, but I've been seeing, like, all the clips and all the highlights, on Twitter and listening to The Rock's promos, and this shit's got me fucking hyped. The Rock out here, attitude era Rock, and not giving two fucks. I watched him beat shit out of Cody Rhodes. It was not this past Monday, but the previous Monday. He said, boy. He said, fuck him. I was like, yep. The Rock the GOAT. He the GOAT. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I don't care what your opinion is. The Rock the GOAT. He out here just saying, fuck you. Fuck this. I'm the final boss. When he said he's the final boss, let's go. GOAT, I'm telling you. Hey. You ain't got to agree with me, but you have to. You know what I'm saying? Rock the GOAT. I don't give a fuck. I'm all here for this. Shit. I hope he wins. I don't know. I'm excited for WrestleMania. I'm going to do a WrestleMania preview show on Friday. I know I've been saying I'm going to do some Friday episodes, but I've been telling you on Wednesday, but I'm doing it this Friday. I'm doing a WrestleMania preview. I might call one of my other ref buddies. And we might, two of my ref buddies that are in the area. We might just do a, have two people on and do a WrestleMania preview for this weekend. Cause I'm really excited for WrestleMania, bro. I feel giddy. I feel like a kid again. Like, I'm excited. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't care what happens. I'm just excited. I know what I want to happen. I want him to have to finish the story because that would just be, that'd be the greatest thing because The Rock is the final boss. You're not getting past the final boss. Not this easy. I don't know. Like I said, I hope they pull a swerve and he don't win. That's just me. That's just me. That's all. But other than that, on today's episode, you know, I wanted to discuss the Jerry Sneed trade. The Chiefs traded about a week and a half ago, they made the trade. He traded in Tennessee. Want to talk about that? But before we get into that, I want to talk about the vote that happened yesterday in Kansas City with the whole stadiums and the sales tax. So it's hard. It's not hard to explain, but like when I on the Missouri side. So yesterday. There was a vote for Jackson County to vote to extend a 3/8 cents sales tax to basically keep the Royals and Chiefs in Jackson County, which Jackson County is on the Missouri side of the Kansas City metro area. So it gets kind of confusing to people who don't live in Kansas City. They just think Kansas City is just Missouri. No. Here's how this works. In Kansas City, if you go look at a map, there's like this little square area that kind of goes like this. It goes all the way up like to where the airport is and kind of down. I don't know if it goes to Olathe. It might. But there's like this little square area, and it goes out this way towards the Kansas side. It goes up this way, North Kansas. It goes up this way, a little south on the Kansas and Missouri side, and it goes east. And this is what we call Greater Kansas City. And so when people say they're from Kansas City, they just say, if somebody asks me where I'm from, I'm from Kansas City. Nobody asks me if I'm on the Missouri or the Kansas side, but I think most people probably just assume, oh, he's from Kansas City, Missouri. No, I'm just from Kansas City. I live on the Kansas side of the state line in Kansas City. And like I said, people either call it Greater Kansas City or they call it the Metro, which is this, they're in that box that is Greater Kansas City, the Metro, or the Metro, the Kansas City Metro area, which is in that map. If you're a little suburb or where you're at, whether you're on the Missouri or the Kansas part of the state line, if you're in that little bubble that's on the map, you live in Kansas City. Now, if you want to get technical, I'm from Mission, Kansas. I live in Mission, Kansas. But I'm not going to say that if somebody asks me where I'm from. I say, I'm from Kansas City. I don't say KCMO. I don't say KCK. Because technically, I don't live in KCK. KCK is just down the way from me. That would be Kansas City, Kansas. And then there's Kansas City, Missouri, where like downtown is, and the T-Mobile Center and P&L and the Crossroads and the Kauffman Center. And then you have KCK, which is out there. They have KCK downtown. They have their own downtown. And you go out there towards the Legends. That's KCK, you know, where the Sporting is, and what is that? The semi-pro baseball team, the Monarchs, the Speedway, the Hollywood Casino, the Legends. That's KCK. And then KCMO is where I explain all the other stuff is at. But we live in this bubble of Greater Kansas City. So even though the stadiums are on the Missouri side, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. It's the Kansas City Royals. They're not called the Missouri Chiefs. They're not called the Kansas City Missouri Chiefs and the Kansas City Missouri Royals. It's just that's where the stadiums are, but it's in the Kansas City Metro or Greater Kansas City area. But since they're on that side of the state line in Jackson County, Missouri, all the taxes and all the money, they get that money. Like none of the Kansas side gets it. We don't get to vote on anything that happens with the stadium or with the teams or anything like that, unless they would want to do like a cross county where allow this Johnson and Wyandotte County, Clay County, that's up north, to vote on, you know, we'll do a cross-county tax, which I would have been okay with, but Jackson County had a vote last night to extend this tax that is already being paid. It's like a 3/8 cent sales tax that goes to money for stadiums, for the teams, for both teams, and the Royals want to move their stadium and go downtown when the current lease they have is up at the Truman Sports Complex. And the Chiefs were going to stay there and just do some renovations. And so the whole thing, you had people, and they were going to move the stadium in the area of a downtown called the Crossroads, which is like an art district area. And it's a nice area. It's a cool area. Especially if you go down there on First Fridays, very artsy, a lot of stuff to do. But they're going to move in a portion of that area. It wasn't taking up the whole area. It was in a portion of the area. And so basically, you had people that were against it, that were for it. And to be honest, the whole thing was like a jumbo mess from the get-go. You had people that worked in the city that weren't like wanting this to happen and not. There was no communication. I think there's blame to go around for everybody. I know the Royals had another location they wanted, and they had bought up property in that location that was near downtown where they were going to go to the East Village, and they were going to put their stadium there. They already had that, but apparently the city or the mayor of Jackson County didn't want that and wanted a new location. So they chose the area of the Crossroads, which got everybody up in arms that lives in that area or has business in that area. And people are like, no, you're not going to come out here and ruin these businesses and take, like, the stadium wasn't going to take out all the businesses in the Crossroads. It would have took out some. I mean, yeah, they would have got compensated, but they would have had to find a new location to open. But I don't know. Yesterday, basically, like I said, the vote was to extend it so the Royals can move downtown and the Chiefs would just stay where they are and do some upgrades. They weren't going to go build a new stadium or build an entertainment district. And that's a whole nother story. Maybe I can get to that after this. But the vote was for it to continue so the Royals could move their stadium downtown and the Chiefs stay where they are and just do some renovations. Well, I didn't know how the vote was going to go. I thought it was just going to pass by a small margin. But when early numbers came out yesterday, it was already like at 56 to 44 or something like that. I don't know. The final vote total at the end was 58 to 42. And I was like, damn, these people didn't want the teams. And now what that entails is that when their lease is up with the city of Jackson County, both teams, when their lease is up in 2030 for both of them, so, like, after those seasons, they can, when they're in 2031, they can decide, oh, we're going to go, so they can go somewhere else. Basically, they can talk to whoever now in any county, any state, in the country, and find out and find the best offer that they want to do if they want to, like, move to a different city, a different state, a different county. So, I mean, all the votes having no basically gives them the right to talk to whoever. And so, like, and it sucks because, like, people in Wyandotte or Johnson on the Kansas side, we don't get a vote. So we had to let them decide that, damn, both of these teams could possibly leave the metro, leave greater Kansas City, and go somewhere else. I'd be like, that's ridiculous. Because if we lose our sports teams, is our city really that great? I don't know. It brings in a lot of revenue because what I read is that each time there is an event or sporting event or a concert at either one of the stadiums, the teams and the players have to play like a 1% tax that goes to the city, which is like, I think this says like $40 million a year that Jackson County KCMO gets. And they use those funds to, you know, fix potholes, pay fire, it goes to the police. It funds different things in the city. So if we get to 2030 and after that they decide to go somewhere else, they lose out on that $40 million a year. So, and it's possible the whole just metro area could lose both teams. Now, that's what sucks. I thought, just vote. And a lot of the people, I heard some phone calls on the Sports Talk Radio this morning why some people voted no. Some didn't like just the basic renovations that the Chiefs were doing. They had no problem with the Royals moving in the Crossroad area where they had the location. Other people were like, no, this felt rushed. Let's get together. Let's talk something out. Let's communicate open and be like, okay, this is what we want to do. And then some people are just like, oh, where are we going to park in downtown? Bro, I've heard people talk about parking. Like, it is like, it's not that hard to figure out. Like, if you listen, say they did vote yes, and people were still complaining about, where were we going to park downtown? Especially if there's a concert at T-Mobile and you have the Royals game on the same day, where are we all going to find all this parking? First of all, it's 2024. That stadium went open until 2031. You have, like, what? We have 2024, about 7 years to figure that out, get parking in place, get transportation in place. Hell, you're going to have the fucking streetcar that goes from, extends from Union Station all the way to fucking UMKC. So we got plenty of time to find out about parking. People are so upset. Other cities have downtown ballparks, and it seems to work out fine for them. They have no complaints. I mean, St. Louis has one. I go to St. Louis all the time for wrestling. I've been down there when they've had baseball games, driving through to go to a wrestling show. And I see them park. They park away. They find parking. I don't ever hear them complain about it. I don't know what it is with us in Kansas City about parking in downtown. Like, hello, we just went to the parade with a whole bunch of people. Like a million people. I had no issues parking. I had no issues driving into downtown. Like, it's not that hard to figure out. Literally, you can do shuttle buses. You can figure out, like, okay, let's have specific locations where shuttles pick you up and drive you to the stadium. There's Uber. There's Rideshare. There's Z-Trip. Maybe they can find an area where they can build a little parking lot and have this specific parking lot. You can take the streetcar. Park somewhere, take the streetcar. There's multiple options, and we're complaining about stupid parking. Like, stop. Like, you'll find it. Like, it's fine. Like, that's not even a big deal. But I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, yeah, it's like, what'd I say, 6 years from now when that lease ends? But, hell, both teams could lose, and we could have no teams. So I'm kind of mad that the no vote won. I mean, I get why some people voted no. It is what it is. I mean, they have the right to vote now, but now the teams have the right to do whatever they want and go wherever the fuck they want. But, and it's one of those things that other people are saying, why should we fund these owners when they have billions of dollars, they can fund their own stadium? Well, here's the thing. That's not going to happen. You may want that to happen, but it's not. And the thing is, if the owners fund the whole stadium privately, ticket prices will be more than what you expect. Because they funded it, oh, they're going to charge to make their money back. Now, if they fund a little bit and have the city fund a little bit, you ticket prices will be reasonable. But if the owners fund their own stadium privately, I guarantee you ticket prices will be expensive. Because they'll be like, I got to make my money back. I spent all this money. So you won't be able to, normal people won't be able to go to the games. So, that's how it is. And they're going to go to the city that offers them the best deal. You voted no. Okay, your voice was heard. Now they can talk to whatever city they want. They gave you the right to first refusal. You said no. Now they can do this. But what I think is going to happen, I think both teams will be in the Kansas City area. I think the Chiefs are going to move to the Kansas side. Because I know the governor of Kansas has already said, hey, we got you. Plus, they have the gambling money. And I heard on Sports Talk say they already have like $1 billion that they can use towards the team that doesn't even involve people voting or that has no to do with taxes. They can just use $1 billion and they already have gambling money because you can gamble in Kansas on FanDuel and, you know, all the sports books. You can't do that in Missouri. So, that's why I think it's going to happen. I think the Chiefs are going to move to the Kansas side. I specifically Wyandotte County over near the Legends and just build a whole new stadium and a whole entertainment district because you already got the Legends out there. They're going to build their own stadium, do it the way they want. They can put a dome on it. And then finally we can host a Super Bowl and get a Final Four. And then what I think is going to happen with the Royals, I know Nashville wants a baseball team and they're already ready. I don't think that's going to happen because the owner is from Kansas City, John Sherman, and he wants to stay in Jackson County, but after that I think he wants to stay in the greater Kansas City area. So maybe they might go back to the table and talk the Royals in Jackson County and come up with a new plan to get on the ballot for November. But with this vote going no, I think the Chiefs move to Kansas side. I think the Royals will stay. I think they might work something out and stay in Jackson County. I don't think the Kansas side is getting both teams. Now, I could be wrong. One could go to Johnson County, and the other could go to Wyandotte County. I think the Royals would go to Johnson, and the Chiefs would go to Wyandotte. But, I mean, the Royals could also go to Clay County in North Kansas City. So, but that would suck if Jackson County lost both of their teams. But you voted no, but I mean, I can see the Royals coming back to the table and be like, okay, let's talk this through. Let's do our own thing. Let Chiefs do their own thing. If they want to move, They can't. I don't see the Chiefs moving out of the Kansas City area at all. Now, the Royals, now if Nashville comes and be like, hey, we got this offer, we want you. Because I know Nashville wants a baseball team. I don't see the Chiefs moving. I could see the Royals. There's like a 2% chance the Royals leave, like, the Kansas City area and go to Nashville. There's a 100% chance the Chiefs go to the Kansas side of the state line. Go on the opposite end of the state line. You still have our team. It's still in Kansas City. This is not in Jackson County. I would prefer one team be on the Kansas side, either in Wyandotte or Johnson, and the other team be on the Missouri side in Jackson County, downtown. So they can still get their money, still get that 1% tax from the team that can, so we can still, so Kansas City, Missouri can be popping, and over here, Kansas City on the Kansas side can be popping. That's what I want. Chiefs move to Kansas, Wyandotte or Johnson. I live in Johnson, but I'm saying, go to Wyandotte. Go out there towards Legends, because there's plenty of room, plenty of land. It's already built out there. It's already growing out there. They're building. Go out there. Royals, figure something out. Figure a new plan. Move downtown. Go back to the original plan of moving to the East Village. Crossroads get to keep their area. Downtown's popping. You got the T-Mobile Center. You got everywhere. You got the Kauffman Center, Hovison Events. I mean, you still got the convention center, everything like that. And then the Royals could be in the East Village. Football team on the Kansas side, baseball team on the Missouri side. Boom. That's what needs to happen. That's what should happen. Like I said, I mean, if they move to the Kansas side, the Chiefs, even though, like I said, I live in Johnson County on the Kansas side, I'd be like, go to Wyandotte. I would love to do like a cross thing tax with Wyandotte to where both counties vote on it and do that thing. And like, I'm okay with that because I go to the Chiefs games. I have a part-time. I work for the Chiefs. I got to work with them this past season, part-time job. So it is what it is, but I think that's what's going to happen. And I've heard people complain that why won't the Chiefs? Because when the Chiefs did their renovation plans and showed it before the vote happened a few weeks ago, it was like they had some extra places to like park. People thought they were going to be like an entertainment district. Maybe even build a new stadium and then build an entertainment district on the old stadium. But then they had talked about, like, because their renovations were just adding some suites, you know, upgrading inside the stadium, adding this activation zone, like a tailgate area, and then just basically more parking and, like, VIP entrance. It wasn't too elaborate. And people were like, why aren't you doing this and that and this and that? And then the Chiefs, it was the president, had said, well, we're not going to go and do all this and build all this entertainment district inside the complex when the area around them hasn't developed. And he makes a good point. Like, them teams have been there for a long time. Why hasn't the area around them, it's Independence, like the area around them, why hasn't that developed? There's nothing across the street from the stadium. There's two gas stations, a Taco Bell, and a Denny's. And one hotel that I don't even think that used to be called the Adams Mart. I don't even think it's open. I think it might be. And then there's like some little technical center education building. That's all across the street from the stadium. Like, you've had like 40 plus years to develop that area. Why haven't you? There should have been hotels, businesses should have been opening up. So when people get done with games, they think, oh, I got a place to go over here. But I know, like, everybody goes downtown now. And I get that, but you had plenty of time to develop the area around the stadiums and make it into something. But that city in that area never developed. And so why should the Chiefs waste time and money developing a big area inside of their complex when the area around them hasn't developed? Now, if they were to move out to the Legends, oh, they would definitely develop a whole entertainment district. Because the Legends, they got restaurants. There's people that live out there. That's a developing area. Where there's going to be a new theme park. You got the soccer complex, training facility. You got Sporting, you got the Casino, the Speedway, the Monarchs. I mean, it popping out that way. Out there in Wyandotte towards the Legends area. So I could definitely see them doing that because that area is developed. And that's what businesses want to see. Like, why would I go open a business in an undeveloped area? When this area had 40 plus years to start developing, it should have been doing something every year. Hey, let's develop this area. Like that strip down Highway 40, there's nothing on there. You got Cool Crest. Cool Crest. There should be businesses. There should be like businesses. Should be popping, doing something. Open some restaurants, some bars, some sports bars. Something. There's nothing in there. You drive around. You go to the stadiums. Where's everybody go after they leave? They go downtown. Because there's nothing over there to do. It's just facts. It's just facts. But so, I don't know what's going to happen. There's a possibility we could lose both teams out of this area, but I don't think that's happening at all. The Chiefs, I think they're going to move to the Kansas side unless something else happens. They work out a deal where they stay in Jackson County. But I think the only way they're building a new stadium is if they go to the Kansas side. Which I would like a new stadium. Like, maybe like if you asked me like 5 years ago, I'd be like, I don't want to lose Arrowhead. No, too much nostalgia. Now, ask me now. I want a new stadium. I want one with a roof so we can get events like the Super Bowl. Because if you, per NFL, if you build a new stadium that has a dome, you get to host the Super Bowl. Okay? That brings a lot of people. Second, you can hold other events like the Final Four. You can get some other WrestleMania. That's his weekend. Oh, man, that brings people worldwide. Go to WrestleMania. We can get some big ass boxing event. Get some big ass MMA event. Like I know, like UFC's been to the T-Mobile Center, but imagine having a dome and they go have an event, an MMA UFC pay-per-view at fucking Arrowhead Stadium. Bigger con. I mean, they already have the concerts that they have, but imagine they had a dome, a new stadium with a dome with a roof, bro. Ooh, get so many damn events. Let's go, let's get it. But that's what that is, and it is what it is. So we just gonna see what happens. But I mean, right now they're still here. I mean, they can't go anywhere until the lease is up. Either team, but I suspect that Chiefs go to the Kansas side. And I think the Royals get something worked out with Jackson County. And maybe they just go back to their original plan of going to the East Village. Or coming up with a new plan to build somewhere else in Jackson County. So now it's just a wait and see game. But, yeah, I don't know. It's wild. I just hope the teams don't leave the Kansas City area. Because I will be pissed the fuck off. And whatnot. I'm be honest right now, I'd be pissed the fuck off. And I don't even get a say in it. That's the thing. Like, people on the Kansas side or in Clay County, Wyandotte, Johnson County, we don't get a say in it. And it sucks. Like, we get no fucking say in it. And a lot of people that go to the games are from the Kansas side. People go over to the games for all hours. Not just people in Jackson County. I have season tickets. I go to the games. I live on the Kansas side of the state line. I have no say in this shit. It's fucking annoying. It's like, okay, yeah, great. We may have just lost both of our teams. But I highly doubt that, but it could happen. You never know. If somebody comes throwing money at these teams and these owners, they up and out of here. They're going to get their stadium one way or another. You best believe this is how business works. This is how it works. Oh, you don't want to fund it? We'll find somebody that will. And now we get no say, and we could possibly lose. And they only said 24% of voters showed up to vote. It wasn't even everybody. It was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm done. Like, come on. It is what it is. But I just want to, yeah, I had to get that off my chest. I've been holding that in. I really thought the vote was going to pass, but it didn't. And so now it's just wait and see. But I hope we don't lose our teams. I don't want to lose any team. I just want them to be in the Kansas City area. That's all I care. I don't care what side of the fucking state line they are. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter to me. it's obnoxious that people really care this much about. Ooh, like, there's like people on Jackson County that say, well, the team leaves and goes to Kansas, I'll no longer root for them. Shut the fuck up. You sound stupid. You live in Kansas City. Who cares? What side of the game leave? I'm not rooting for them no more. That's like me saying, oh, they're on Missouri side. I'm not rooting for them. No, they're my team. Shut up. You sound stupid. What is that word? You sound childish. Oh, they leave their county and go to Wyandotte County. I'm not rooting for them no more. Okay, goodbye. We don't need you. That's how I feel. Fuck it. Shit. But anyways, I just want to discuss this LeJarius Sneed trade, which I really didn't think was going to happen the way it was trending, but it did. Like, literally, I dropped that episode. I did the episode where I was thinking, like, I don't think it's going to happen. If it does, I think it'll happen closer to the draft. Literally, like, 2 days later, rumors that, yeah, Jerry Sneed's getting traded to the Tennessee Titans. And then it even took, like, a week and a half before it even became official. Because he still had to pass a physical. So, the whole trade is, the whole deal is, the Chiefs traded LeJarius Sneed to the Titans for a third-round pick in next year's draft, so 2025 draft, and they swapped places in the seventh round of this year's draft. So, when I saw a third-rounder, I was like, I guess it is what it is. You got what you could get for him, and you really didn't have any leverage to ask for anything more because you knew, oh, you were going to trade him, you were going to resign him. Some teams were like, well, we're not going to give like a second or a first. We'll give you this third next year. But it is what it is. Like, if you look at it, if you look at it from the Chiefs side, it's like, well, we got back-to-back Super Bowls with him on the team. And now he can go make his money with another team. And yeah, we get this compensation, but the Chiefs are looking at, we got back-to-back Super Bowl championships when he was on the team. And he's a big part of the reason we got one this year. And so, like, yeah, it's going to be different, but you still have McDuffie on that side who's still going to be an elite corner. And the only reason the Chiefs didn't sign him is when that story came out that, you know, he had, his knees are not the greatest. And it's like one of those things, like, his knees may hold up next year. It may hold up this season, but what if the next year he starts having knee problems and starts missing games? It's one of those risk things. Like, yeah, you have to pay him top money knowing he has issues with his knees that could show up in the future and just be like, oh, I spent all this money on him and now he's out. He's missing games. He's not playing double-digit games anymore. So, like, the Chiefs know what they're doing. I have no problem with the trade. I expected it once they told him he could go out and talk to teams, I expected him to be traded. But when I start hearing rumblings about that, you know, teams are like backing off because they don't want to give him the contract because of his knee issues, I was like, well, maybe he might be here for the 1 year. I thought he was going to be here the 1 year on the franchise tag and then go next year and just be a free agent and go sign with anybody. But he got his deal. Maybe he came down on his price a little bit so he can get that money, knowing like, okay, oh my god, I gotta get what I can get right now, which is smart by him. He's already got his hardware. Now he's gotta go get his money because he's playing on his rookie deal. He barely made anything compared to what other players playing at the top of his position are making. Now, if he was healthy and he didn't have knee problems, I can see the Chiefs re-signing him and Chris Jones. I could also see the scenario of them still trading him, but I think they could have got more back if he had no knee problems at all. One or two things could happen. They could have signed him to a new deal, or they could have got more compensation, maybe a second, maybe even a first, or maybe multiple draft picks if he had no knee problems and he was healthy. But since, you know, there's the knee issues, and he has to get a new contract. It's like, hey, this is what you're going to offer. This is the best you're going to get. And you take that, you're going to get that third round pick. You got some pick for next year. use it, get a good player, like the Chiefs always do. Every time they trade somebody and they get that pick, they always seem to get a good fucking starter out of it. So I'm not worried. The Chiefs, they know what they're doing. The front office know what they're doing. Brett Veach knows what he's doing. I have no problem with the trade. Like, I expected it to happen. Like after the knee issues thing came out, I didn't expect it to happen. If it did, I expected it to happen close to the draft. And I had, like, I think he was going to play on the franchise tag. But I'm happy that he got his money. I'm going to miss him. He was a fucking great corner. Of course, we're going to miss him. But I'm happy he gets his money. He's got his hardware. He deserved every fucking penny of it. And so I hope he has a long fucking career in Tennessee. I'm always going to root for him. Any player that, like, plays on the Chiefs and then they go to another team, I'm always gonna have love for them. I'm always going to root for them. Unless we're playing against them in that game. But other than that, I'm always going to root for L'Jarius Sneed. Just like I'm going to root for fucking Willie Gay. Like, I'm going to miss him. And his energy he always brought to the team, I'm fucking root for him. He's going to be down in the Saints. I'm always going to root for him. Have love for him. Like I said, I'm going to have love for everybody, you know. I have no problem with Tyreek. You know, he got us a Super Bowl, like, and then we got draft picks, so, like, we can't complain. Like, Tyreek was here, he helped us win, he was exciting to watch. So, I like players that come play for the Chiefs and then leave. I'm always going to root for them. I'm always going to, like, I hope they go out there and do things. Maybe not Orlando Brown Jr. I'm not going to root for him. That's wild that he went to the Bengals. Like, he went to one of our rivals. That's wild. Like, like Frank Hartley, when he went, he went to Denver, right? I know, like, I get it. He's just trying to get on with a team and sign on with a team because he wanted to keep playing. Like, I'm always going to have love for Frank Clark. Because without him, we wouldn't have got that first Super Bowl. I'll be honest. We got the one, not this year, but the one before. Like Frank Clark was out here, playoff Frank. He will always be. I always have love for him, root for him. Orlando Brown Jr.? He went to the Bengals. That's the only problem I have. Like, he chose to go to the Bengals. Like, you could have gone anywhere. You could have gone anywhere. You went to the Bengals. You could have just came back here and just, you know, ate your pride. Like, let your pride take a hit and just take what the Chiefs were offering, because basically you got the same thing the Chiefs were offering, you just got on the Bengals. Matt, you could have had two more, you could have had another Super Bowl ring. Like, when they do that type of stuff, like, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose to go to the Bengals. Like, it's not Neil Smith went to the damn Broncos. And I get it, like, he was towards the end of his career, too. So he was trying to win a ring. So I get that. Just like when Jamal Charles went to Denver. Like, he wanted to play, and that was the only team that gave him a contract. Like, I'm not going to have no thing like that. But if you're in your prime and you decide to go to one of your team's rival, I'm like, nah, I've lost love for you. I respect what you did when you were here, but God damn it, no. Like, if Chris Jones, if he didn't get his deal, and he would have went to the Raiders, ooh, there would have been so much animosity towards him. I'm just saying. But Chris Jones, you can't hate Chris Jones. Like, if you've ever met Chris Jones, he's the nicest guy ever. So even if he did go to the Raiders, he would get booed when he came here. But I get it, he wants his money. Like, I'm never going to fault for people for going to get their money, even if they go to your rival team. But like Orlando Brown, like, he got the same deal that the Chiefs were offering him. He just didn't want to come back to the Chiefs. Like, yeah, nobody's offering me what I want. I'll just take what you get. And I get that. It's a pride thing. You didn't want to let your ego take a hit. It is what it is, but with L'Jarius Sneed going to the Titans, I mean, they got what they got. He gets his money. He already has his hardware, and that's the thing. I see a lot of times Chiefs don't re-sign their own guys, and they let them walk or they trade them. But at the same time, they're going to trade them to a team. It's like, hey, that team's going to give you money. We'll trade you. We need a good deal, though, in compensation. But these rookies, when the time comes for them to get their money, they're going to get their money. You come play for the Chiefs, you're going to get your money. regardless if you're with the Chiefs or with another team. That's one thing I'm starting to see in a pattern. Like, a lot of times Chiefs don't re-sign their own guys. They do. They re-sign Jones, which needed to happen. But a lot of times, Hill got his money. Shit, Orlando Brown got paid. And now LeJarius Sneed just got paid. Willie Gay got some money. I mean, players leave and here, they come here, they play, they win, they up their value, and then they go get paid somewhere else. It is when the rookies come in here, they play out their rookie contract, and they go somewhere. Charvarius Ward got paid. We didn't pay him, but he went out there and got paid. He got a ring. What'd he do? He went to San Francisco, got paid. I'm telling you, players come here, they play, and they go get paid, whether it's here or somewhere else. So you know you come here, you're going to win, and you're going to get paid. You're going to get paid from somebody. So, I mean, we out here just producing, we producing championships and people out here getting paid. It is what it is. But the Chiefs are really good at drafting, and that's what helps to keep this train rolling. And why we can trade players like Tyreek Hill and LeJarius Sneed, because we know what we got. We plug this guy in. We got this guy. We got McDuffie. We're going to go in the draft. We're going to add some more pieces. We're going to get some depth. And we're going to keep this train rolling. It's got to keep going. It's got to keep moving. And that's why the Chiefs are where they're at today. And yes, they have Patrick Mahomes. They have Andy Reid. But they build a solid fucking foundation. And they get the right players. And they get them in here with the right mentality to do what they got to do. And keep this moving along. And going to 6 straight AFC Championship games and back-to-back Super Bowls and have a chance to three-peat. That's all we can ask for. I never thought we'd be sitting here talking about we got 3 Super Bowl victories. 3! You what, like the last 5, 6 years? And now we got a chance to three-peat? Like, I'm done. I never thought that shit would happen. I never thought I'd see Super Bowl a day in my life. But here we are. Here we are, back-to-back champions. I've seen 3 Super Bowl victories. I've seen 4 games they played in. They're 3-1 in the Super Bowls. What are they? 4-2, 5-7 straight. They've been to 7 straight, right? I've lost count. Like, it's, where are we, 5-2 in AFC Championship games? It's fucking ridiculous. It is fucking ridiculous. And I'm here for it. I'm enjoying the fucking shit out of this season. I have my same job with them. I'm literally trying out here, trying to move up within the Chiefs organization. But if nothing happens with that, I'll take the same stagehand job. I'll be more appreciative of it. Because I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but I got a package a few weeks ago with a whole bunch of I didn't know what was in the package. It was from the Chiefs. I thought I had won something for my season ticket holder rewards, but I got this box. I opened it. It was like, hold on, I got them over there. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it was 4 hats. It was this one, which I had already bought. I had already bought this one. And this is the one I bought earlier, like earlier in March. I get this box. I open it. It's got a card in it. It's from our department area. Say, hey, thank you for everything you did this season. Let's keep this train rolling next season. And they all signed it. There's the people in our department area. And in the box was this hat, the conference championship hat. The welcome to Las Vegas Super Bowl hat and a Super Bowl championship beanie. And I was like, oh my God, yes! I was like, why did I go buy this hat? I didn't expect that to get that, but that was a nice surprise. I'm not even gonna lie. But I gave my uncle the hat, this hat that I got in the box. I gave him that because I had already bought this. I'm not gonna give this to him. But I gave him that one. So I still have the conference championship one, the welcome to Las Vegas and the Super Bowl beanie. I don't even know. To be honest, I don't know if I'm going to wear them. Because I got all the Super Bowl stuff. I got the hat from the first Super Bowl we won in 2019 season. What was that? Super Bowl 54? 5, 6. And then we went 57, 58. All right. Did we just win for Super Bowl 58? But I got that Super Bowl, the one from last year. And I got them all there just stacked up. And it's fucking wild to me. We have 3 Super Bowls. You don't understand. Growing up as a Chiefs fan, like, yeah, we were out there competing, but we didn't get our first playoff victory since, like, early 90s until it was that game against fucking the Texans when Alex Smith was it his second season? Because the first season Alex Smith was here, we didn't make the playoffs. So it was that next season, we finally got that playoff victory. And then, you know, we kept going. We couldn't get over the hump. And then we got Mahomes, and he come up here. We went to AFC Championship game his first year starting. Yeah, we lost to the fucking Patriots, which probably should have won. We never got to possess the ball in overtime, but that is what that is. But then we come back, and we go to Super Bowl the next year. Then we come back, go to another AFC Championship game. We go to another Super Bowl. We had a chance to do back-to-back. One other time, we lost. We come back, go to another AFC Championship game. We lost. We come back after that. We go Super Bowl victory, back to back. I'm like, it's wild. It's wild. It's fucking wild. But yeah, like I said, she's just gonna keep this train moving, and they do what they do. So much love to Legarius Sneed. We gonna miss you. I'm always gonna have love for you. Root for you. Hope you stay healthy. And when we play you, if you come here, yeah, he won't get booed. He'll get cheered. He'll get cheered, but just know we want you to lose and have a bad game that game. That's just the way it is, you know? But with that said, thank you to everybody for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. I am planning to do a WrestleMania preview for this weekend. For WrestleMania is this weekend. So I'm going to ask my boys, Nick and Alex, my ref crew from here. They're going to jump on me so we can have three people on here talking about a WrestleMania preview. This is something simple. Just kind of preview the matches. See and give our results of what we think is going to happen on each match, really. Just what matches we're excited for. Just kind of preview the whole show in general and who we think is going to win and what's going to happen. Or anything, like, who we think is going to win and any surprises you think is going to happen. Things like that. So I want to do that Friday or maybe even Saturday morning. I'm going to do it, whether it's just me by myself doing it or I'm doing it with them. I'm going to ask them after I get off of this. But thank you for everybody for tuning in. Hit me up on the socials. Look for AK the Ref. You know what it is. Until next time, I'm out. Peace. Let's do it.